Well, welcome back, everybody, to part two of that classic rock show on WHRULP, Huntley Community Radio 101.5 FM on your dial, where we are playing the greatest music of all time.
Yes, we are. Well, at the age of four, Carol Joan Klein, better known as Carol King, was discovered to have perfect pitch. And while that didn't guarantee a stellar career as a songwriter and performer, it certainly didn't hurt. In 1971, King released the album Tapestry, one of the most celebrated albums in American music history.
Well, I certainly have it in my record collection, which I think everyone listening probably has.
The grooves are worn out.
Yeah. Well, not only did that album top the Billboard 200 for 15 weeks, but it also remained on the charts for 313 weeks. But that still pales to Pink Floyd's Dark Side of the Moon that holds the record for how many weeks, do you think?
969.
Wow, isn't that something?
That's stuck in my brain, Jim.
That's right. A lot of things are stuck in your brain, but I'm not going to go into that. Well, that aside, Tapestry won a number of awards. It won Grammy for Album of the Year. It won Best Female Pop Vocal Performance, Record of the Year for It's Too Late, and Song of the Year for You've Got a Friend.
But you know what? This was not Carole King and Lou Adler's favorite song. They chose another song from the album as their favorite, and that song is So Far Away. It's about being lonely on the road, traveling from town to town, which we know musicians do all the time, and being away from those you love. But decades later, when she performed the song during COVID, she tinkered with the ending lyrics to address the isolation people were feeling at that time.
Yes, and you know, there's a really good acoustic part in here. Do you know who plays that?
You're going to tell me, man.
James Taylor.
Whoa!
So let's listen to Carole King's version of So Far Away.
So far away, doesn't anybody stay in one place anymore? It would be so far. Doesn't help to know you're just time away. Long ago I reached for you and there you stood, holding you again could only do me good. How I wish I could, but you're so far. Doesn't anybody stay in one place anymore? It would be so fine to see your face at my door. Doesn't help to know you're so far away. Yeah, you're so far away. Traveling around gets me down and lonely. Nothing else to do but close my mind. I sure hope the road don't come to own me. There's so many dreams I've yet to find. But you're so far. Doesn't anybody stay in one place anymore? It would be so fine to see your face at my door. And it doesn't help to know you're so far away. Yeah, you're so far away.
Beautiful song, huh?
Oh, boy.
Way to go, Carol.
That got to me. Yeah. All right, sorry.
Well, another gifted troubadour was Jim Croce, and he had a budding career, which unfortunately was cut short by a plane crash way back in September of 1973. But despite Croce's short career, he recorded enough timeless masterpieces that made him a household name. And one of those songs is Operator, which is about a man who wants to call his ex-girlfriend but chickens out at the last minute.
Jim, here's some trivia behind that song. When Croce was in the National Guard, he was waiting in line to use the payphone, and he heard others in line telling their Dear John stories. And here's another interesting little bit of trivia. His wife, Ingrid, would often get asked about the song when she needed a phone operator. And obviously, people far younger than us have no experience with a phone operator. But I've read, actually, there are a few thousand that still exist. Did you know that?
I did not know
hey,
that,
we
sir.
Are so informational here,
you
aren't
are.
We? So here's Jim Croce's beautiful song, Operator.
Operator, oh, could you help me place this call? See, the number on the matchbook is old and faded. She's living in L.A. with my best old ex-friend, Ray. Gosh, she said she knew well and sometimes hated.
Jim, possibly one of the saddest songs ever recorded is Cats in the Cradle by Harry Chapin. It was co-written with his wife, Sandy, and the song tells the story of a broken relationship between father and son from birth through adulthood. The father, in this case, Chapin, puts his career ahead of family and thus spends little quality time with his son. Turning the tables later in life, Chapin wants to make up the time with his son, but his son, unfortunately, turns out just like him and therefore has no time for his dad. Yep, I told you, sad story.
It is a very sad story, yeah. But it did hit number one, and it was the opening track on his 1974 album, Verities and Balderdash. I said that right, Verity?
Yeah, you did. Yeah, good job. Wow. Verity, yeah. Well, it's good enough for me.
Yeah. So anyway, so here's the song by Harry Chapin called Cats in the Cradle.
A child arrived just the other day. He came to the world in the usual way. But there were planes to catch and bills to pay. He learned to walk while I was away. And he was talking for I knew it. And as he grew, he'd say, I'm gonna be like you. Dad, you know I'm gonna be like you. And the cat's in the cradle and the silver spoon. Little boy blue and the man on the moon. When you're coming home, Dad, I don't know when, but we'll get together then. You know we'll have a good time then. My son turned 10 just the other day. He said, thanks for the ball, Dad, come on, let's play. Can you teach me to throw? I said, not today, I got a lot to do. He said, that's okay. And he walked away, but his smile never dimmed. Said, I'm gonna be like him. Yeah, you know I'm gonna be like him. And the cat's in the cradle and the silver spoon. Little boy blue and the man on the moon. When you're coming home, Dad, I don't know. College just the other day, so much like a man, I just had to say, son, I'm proud of you, can you sit for a while? He shook his head and he said with a smile, what I'd really like, Dad, is to borrow the car keys. See you later, can I have them, please? And the cat's in the cradle and the silver spoon, little boy blue and the man on the moon. When you're coming home, son, I don't know when, but we'll get together then. I've long since retired, my son's moved away. I called him up just the other day. I said, I'd like to see you if you don't mind. He said, I'd love to, Dad, if I can find the time. You see, my new job's a hassle and the kids are the flu. But it's sure nice talking to you, Dad. It's been sure nice talking to you. And as I hung up the phone, it occurred to me, he'd grown up just like me. My boy was just like me. And the cat's in the cradle and the silver spoon. Little boy blue and the man on the moon. When you're coming home, son, I don't know when, but we'll get together then, Dad. We're gonna have a good time then.
Well, that was the very sad song by by Harry Chapin, Cats in the Cradle. Makes me sad. Anyway, you are listening to that classic rock show on WHRULP, Huntley Community Radio, 101.5 FM, where we play the greatest music of all time. Well, next up is Gordon Lightfoot. His career has been filled with numerous awards and accolades. The Canadian-born troubadour has been prolific songwriter and performer since the 1960s, long time. He has enjoyed international acclaim and is particularly revered in his native country of Canada. One of my favorite Lightfoot songs is Carefree Highway, and it's a beautiful song from his 1974 album, Sundown. And its meaning is quite simple. There is a section of highway on Arizona Route 74 that he thought would make a good song. So he used it as a metaphor for the storyteller who tries to tell, who tries to get his former girlfriend out of his mind.
Ooh, that was tough. Yeah. Well, you know, Jim, during my Loyola University years, and we've discussed this many times, I was so much in love with this girl. And she was smitten with Lightfoot music and looks. And, you know, he was that rugged, carefree troubadour that many young women found attractive.
And some guys.
And that's what I was up against. Yeah. I didn't have much of a chance. But his music got to me as well. And I recently watched a fabulous documentary that made him even more special in my mind. So let's head down that special stretch of Arizona Route 74. I was almost there on my recent trip to Arizona. Forget our cares and listen to Carefree Highway.
Picking up the pieces.
pieces of my sweet shattered dream. I wonder how the old folks are tonight. Her name was Anne, and I'll be damned if I recall her face. She left me not knowing what to do. Every highway, let me slip away on you. Every highway, you've seen better days. The morning after blues, from my head down to my shoes. Every highway, let me slip away on you. To the times I love best, I wonder if she'll ever do the same. Now the thing that I call living is just being satisfied with knowing I got no one left to blame. Every highway I got to see you, my old flame. Every highway you've seen better days. The morning after blue, my head down to my shoes. Every highway, let me slip away on you. Searching through the fragments of my dream-shattered sleep, wonder if the years have closed your mind. I guess it must be wanderlust or trying to get free from the good old faithful feeling we once knew. Every highway, let me slip away on you. Every highway, you've seen the better days. The morning after blues, from my head down to my shoes. Every highway, let me slip away on you. Let me slip away on you. Every highway, I got to see you, my old friend. Every highway, you've seen better days. The morning after blues, from my head down to my shoes. Every highway, let me slip away on you.
Well, that was the beautiful song Carefree Highway by Gordon Lightfoot. Well, sometime this year, the band America will be celebrating its 53rd anniversary. Founding members Dewey Bunnell, Jerry Beckley, along with former bandmate Dan Peete, met in a London high school during the 1960s. And about 4 years later, they were on top of the world with their signature song, Horse With No Name. And the hits just kept on coming. Six of their albums have achieved gold or platinum sales status.
You know, even though they met at a London school, they're Americans because they were there because their parents were in the military.
That's true.
Military.
You know what? I should have made that clear.
Well, I just
but
did.
But I think, wasn't one of them British, though?
No, they're all Americans.
All Americans? Okay. Well.
And if you recall, Dewey and Jerry, Gary, you got me doing it. Jerry posed with our book.
That's right. And they bought our book.
And they bought
our
book.
They actually paid for it.
Yeah, they actually paid for it, which was cool.
Yeah.
Anyway, the song Horse With No Name appeared on the band's 1971 self-titled debut album, and its original title was The Desert Song, but they switched it to Horse With No Name. In any case, the song refers to a very tranquil, quiet place, and for Bunnell, that place was the deserts of Arizona and New Mexico. You could almost say that the desert was to Bunnell what Walden's Pond was to Thoreau, I guess.
Wow, Jim.
Hey, good trivia there.
Yeah.
You go. But I'm not sure why the horse had no name.
Me neither.
I guess the song wouldn't rhyme and stuff, so.
Well, here's a bit of irony. When the song came out, many, including me, moi, thought it was a Neil Young song. But when it topped the U.S. singles chart, it knocked Neil Young's Heart of Gold from the number one spot. So grab a canteen of water. I'm thirsty if you've been in the Arizona and New Mexico desert. And get ready to ride America's Horse With No Name.
On the first part of the journey, I was looking
Love that band, America. I just saw them recently again, and they just put on a phenomenal show.
Outstanding.
Well, anyway, yeah, they are. Well, anyway, that wraps up another classic rock show.
We're wrapping up already.
It's an hour.
Okay.
Well, we hope you can tell your friends and family what a troubadour is. I hope everyone knows what it is now. Please join us on the air every Monday from 6:30 to 7:30 p.m. and Fridays from 11 a.m. to noon on the Mighty. I love saying it that way.
The Mighty
101.5 FM. On Huntley Community Radio.
And this is the most important thing. Don't forget, you can listen to our archive shows anytime in your easy chair by going to the station's website.
And I do listen to it that way.
I do too, because we're not in the range of a lot of listeners.
No, and I like listening to all the mistakes you make, and then I make notes of them, try to correct them.
We have listeners from all over the world, Jim. Did you know that?
Yes, I know.
Okay.
I know.
Yeah.
Those people from Asia really enjoy the show.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, let's close out with one of music's greatest troubadour pairings, and that's Paul Simon and Art Garfunkel. Here's the Simon Penn classic, Bridge Over Troubled Water, and it's sung by a very reluctant Art Garfunkel.
He did not want to sing this song.
No, but we'll tell that story another time.
All right. Well, just a quick note. Paul Simon was inspired by the turbulent 1960s, and one of the song's meanings, was about human empathy and perseverance during trying times.
Sort of like today.
Exactly.
So, anyway,
thank you.
I was going to say that, too.
You say it.
Thank you, everybody, for listening.
You do it better than I do.
Yeah, that's true.
When you're weary, feeling small, when tears are in your eyes,
when you're down and out, when you're on the street.